for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Passover Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, April the 7th, 2007. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of this service teaching on Fear Not.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good, is he not?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. It is good to see you. A lot of times we take seeing and hearing and touching and feeling for granted. I've learned in the past almost year that you take none of these things for granted. Every day that you get up, you should be thanking the Lord for the ability to see, to hear, to feel, to touch, to eat, to get up out of the bed on your own, to even take a shower without someone bathing your body. So if the God that we serve is a mighty and awesome God, and the things that bring us to a place where we cannot do for ourselves are generally things that we brought on ourselves by not being obedient, or a curse that is on the family line and lack of teaching in the house that we have been going to church in for years and years and years to tell us that the word is true. And when he says in the word, fear not, 365 times, that's exactly what he means, to fear not. Because in that fear harbors many other hidden landmines or demons that can disrupt your life and cause you to have to continue to live, but to live a life that may not have been God's perfect will for you. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Father God, I come to you this afternoon in the precious name of Jesus. I bow my head before you, O God, right now in Jesus' name. I submit myself to your will and to your way. I decree that you may increase in me. I pray right now for a spirit of deliverance, who is Jesus, to be in the house over these your people. I pray right now, Father God, that I will continue to hear your voice and speak your word and do what you say do and be obedient only to what you say do. I pray, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, that the hearts and the eyes, the hearts and the minds of the people will be open to receive your word. I pray right now in Jesus' name, O God, that they will be delivered in their mind, their will, and their emotions, so that they will be able to go forth and do that you have called them to do. God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We worship you, God. There is none like you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are Christ the Lord, our deliverer. Our deliverer. Our deliverer. God, we bind all transference of evil spirits, all transference of sleepiness, all transference of anything that is not like you, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, God. You might turn in the beautiful word of God to 2 Corinthians 10. The King James Version says, and for the tape, I guess we could say that what I'm going to speak on this afternoon is deliverance means going to war. Are you packing? I don't mean packing. I mean, are you packing? Are you ready for that is inevitable when you say to the Lord, I do. 2 Corinthians 10:1. Now I, Paul, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Repeat after me, 2 Corinthians 10:3. We walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Repeat that with me. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you understand that? Let's say that, read that together. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. It sounds like to me that Paul is making a suggestion that before you begin to war after and go after those disobedient to the word of God that are either in you, without you, or in somebody that you know, that first you ought to what? Seek within yourself and your own heart, your own mind, your own will, and your own emotions that your own obedience has been fulfilled. Many of us take off with a big hallelujah to do warfare before we take care of home. I would suggest, if you do not want the experience of the seven sons of Sceva, that you take care of home first. How many times have we heard the statement or said to ourselves, let me at him. I'm going to give the devil what for. This rings with the sound of a novice, one new to a trade or activity. The novice is any beginner or learner who hasn't been in the battle long enough to be weaned from the breast of ignorance. Ignorance in the ways of the enemy, his cunningness, his craftiness, his years of experience on the job, and youthful pride and zealousness. When we talk about going to war, do we really know what war is? We may distinguish two kinds of wars among the Hebrews. Some were of obligation as being expressly commanded by the Lord, but others were free and voluntary. The first were such as God commanded them to undertake. For example, against the Amalekites and the Canaanites, which were nations devoted to destruction for their sins. The others were undertaken by the captains of the people to revenge some injuries offered to the nation, to punish some insults or offenses. Such was that which the Hebrews made against the city of Gibeon and against the tribe of Benjamin, which would uphold them in their fault. And you'll find that in Judges 20:8. And such was that which David made against the Ammonites, whose king had affronted his ambassadors. 2 Samuel 10:1-14. Or to maintain and defend their allies as that of Joshua against the kings of the Canaanites to protect the Jebusites. Joshua 10:6-11. However, the common meaning of war in Scripture is a state of hostility between nations, states, provinces, or parties, as in 1 Kings 14:30, Luke 14:31, and many other places, but it is taken in a spiritual sense in 2 Corinthians 10:3, which we have already read. Amen. So the battle that we are going to, and the question being asked, are you packing? You must remember that as a novice, it is important to have a mentor, a trusted advisor or teacher, a craftsman, a skilled worker, an artisan, someone who has been to war, someone who has a few scars. One who recognizes that the truth of your situation is life and death. The novice or the apprentice, one learning a trade under the charge of a craftsman or mentor, this novice must display the traits of obedience. Obedience is deferential to authority, submissive, and respectful. You are a warrior, so the first thing that you have to put in your backpack should be obedience. You can't have too much of this backpack item. It is extra ammo to take large rounds of obedience to those in authority over you. This particular item in your backpack is mandatory. Don't leave for war without it. As Paul the Apostle stated it in Galatians 1 and 10, if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. To the degree that we seek the approval of men, we will compromise our obedience to Christ. We must learn to love people, but not obey them or cave in unto their pressure and manipulation if we are going to be trusted in a war for God's most precious possession, His people. We tend to forget that the war is about the people. It is not about a car. It is not about a ministry. It is not about all of the trappings. It is all about the war for God's people, for their souls, the mind, the wills, and the emotions of the people of God to line up with the kingdom vision and the kingdom calling, the kingdom purpose that Jesus came and died and rose again for, that we would have a kingdom vision about who we are and about the people of God that He came and bled and died for. It's His people. In order to be obedient to those in authority over you, those who are mentoring you, and especially to the Holy Spirit, because how many of you know that He is also the teacher? He is the gift that was sent to lead and to guide you into all truth of all things. So as we sit in our place and we listen to our pastors and we listen to the prophets and the evangelists and the teachers, and they begin to share with us the word of the Lord and lead us into the truth as they know it, do you not know that the Holy Spirit is also there to give you deeper revelation of the revelation that they give you that they have for your own walk in Him? So obedience to the Holy Ghost, and obedience to that He's speaking to your heart, even as I am speaking to you. Obedience. We have to do this. You must add faith to your backpack. In Jude 20, but ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost will help you to build your faith. See, a lot of times tongues have been, I think, misjudged. People think tongues ought to reach God. I can reach God if I don't pray in tongues ever. Tongues ought to build you up. Tongues ought to build your faith up. Because you're praying in a funny language that you don't even understand, yet God can understand you, can't help but build your faith. When I first learned about tongues, I wasn't ready for it. I was a good Baptist girl, watered through the A&E church. I'm like, you know, I'm out here with all these apostolic people here, and they're speaking in tongues, and I don't want these tongues. They sound funny. And I tell you, I was a little bit feared, because it was a whole bunch of them and just me. So as they got to praying in tongues, I sat there and I listened, and I just did the Baptist move, and I walked out of the room and went back to my room. And as I was sitting in my room, there I was in such turmoil, whether or not I was going to believe, whether or not I wanted to have faith to believe that these tongues were real and that somehow or another they meant something to me in my walk with the Lord. And a young lady came in and she said, you know, I saw you walk out. I really feel that you need to stay in the room. I really feel that you need to come back because I really feel that God has something for you. So the good warrior that I was, because you see, I was brought into warfare right from getting deliverance before I knew what deliverance was. So somehow or another in my mind, after having received deliverance, before I got anything else, it said, well, okay, demons are real. I found that out. They were in me. So, okay, well, maybe tongues might be right. So I'm going to go back out here with her. So I went back out there. Now, I had just finished college, and I had taken a class in sign language. And I was very good at it. But, you know, you lose anything if you don't use it. So don't ask me now. But then I was very good at it. And as I went out and I sat there, a young lady got up to give her testimony. And as she began to give her testimony, she started to speak rather rapidly. Now, being a business person and having been a secretary, I know that you can speak at least 120 words a minute and a good secretary can keep up with you. But the average person will speak 60 to 90 words a minute. And if you can do 120, then you really got it on and they really look for you in business. So I knew that she was speaking rather rapidly. And as she was speaking rather rapidly, she began to sign as rapidly as she was speaking. And then this look came over her face, and she said, "I don't know what's going on." And she just began to sign very, very rapidly, even as she was speaking. She said, "I don't understand what's going on. This has never happened to me before." My mouth fell open because I was reading the sign language as fast as she was speaking it, and everybody else in the room was just in awe as she was herself. And as I began to receive what she was doing and receive the Holy Spirit that was moving in the room that day, God spoke to me and he said, "I can talk any way I want to talk." I said, faith came to me. So I had faith right there. To this day, I had faith. Because I began to realize that this word is for real. So I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you do not pray in the Holy Ghost on a consistent basis, seeking God, you will soon fall into your fleshly garments and start feeling that there are more of them than you can handle. And quiet is kept in your flesh, there are. This is why you must be prepared to enter the war supernaturally. Through the blood of Jesus, your salvation testimony, your Damascus Road experience. This is why you must never forget the mission of war is to take back the land or God's people from the enemy. That this war is not against flesh and blood, but the trophies of the war are the souls of God's people, their mind, their will, and their emotions. So now we know that we've already put in our backpacks faith and obedience. Another article for your backpack is self-deliverance. You need to die to your flesh. See, you need to die to your flesh. I think that the people on Star Trek, the Klingons, had a good idea. They said it's a good day to die when they went into war. Every day you should say, this is a good day to die. Because, see, this is a good day for you to lose some other of your personal demons. This is a good day to get up in the morning and to become more and more like Christ, allowing your mind to be transformed by his word. It's a good day to die, folks. Some of you are looking at me rather strangely. Take my word for it. If you do not die daily on your own, God will kill you. So die on your own. Take my word for it. Don't wait for God to render you voiceless, physically unable to move, homeless, before you realize that you need to die to yourself. Because all of these things are connected to pride. You get it? Die to yourself first. Don't let pride take you down. Because it'll take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to be there. Yes, it will. Prepare to have your mind transformed before entering the war zone. Every warrior has authority over evil spirits, including the ones in his or her life. Jesus tells us to cast the beam out of our eye. The word cast out in Luke 6:42, ekbalo, which means to drive out or expel. Luke 6:42, either, how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So it seems to me that no matter which way you go in the Word of God, as you move into war, God is constantly bringing you back to yourself and what's in you. It is the same Greek word, ekbalo, used in reference to casting out devils, found in Acts 16 and 8. Shall we go there and see just what Acts 16 and 8 is? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is, I believe that's Paul and the woman that had that spirit, Acts 16:18. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Ekbello. Ekbello. After a person has received deliverance at the hand of an experienced worker, he or she can practice self-deliverance. Self-deliverance is experienced in the same way that occurs when a person is ministered to by another. The only difference is that the person being delivered is hearing from the Holy Spirit for him or herself. And if you will do this, if you will carry in your backpack the last thing that I said about praying in the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that you can stay praying in the Holy Ghost long enough that you receive deliverance? Have you stayed there long enough to receive deliverance? If you have not stayed there long enough to receive deliverance, then you have not been there long enough. Because you can pray in the Holy Ghost and you begin to hear the word of the Lord, and God will bring things into your heart and your mind and your spirit that are not so very nice. And that's what I like about God, because only until you push him will he undress you publicly. I mean, you know, that's why you got to get up every day and die to yourself, because if you don't die to yourself, you end up being undressed publicly. So when you pray, you are in clear communication with God, and he will begin to deliver you of the things that harass and torment you, because you know for yourself that you have done certain things over and over and over again, and you can't seem to stop. You get to a place and you say, here it comes again, here it comes again. I'm not going to do it. 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 But you do it. Anybody will tell you. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, you're crazy. Right. Should I make it delicate? No. This is deliverance. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, you're crazy. So pray to God that you can be delivered from the crazy demons and the curse that's on your life that cause you to do the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. Because it is by the word of God. What does the word of God say? If we will read the word of God, you will be what? Transformed by the word of God. If you are transformed in your mind by the word of God, then you won't keep doing the same things over and over again, getting the same results. Transformation is exactly that. Transformation from the caterpillar to the butterfly. It's the word that's going to transform you. It's clear communication with the Father about who you are and who he is to you and how much you love him and how much you want to be made into the image of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our deliverer. But you have to be willing to die to yourself. You have to be willing to put these different items in your backpack and then use them as an able warrior against the enemy, which sometimes resides in your very soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. The preparation, this preparation is confirmed in 2 Corinthians 10 and 6. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled will help to secure a lifestyle change. This very important backpack item, self-deliverance, will also help you with two other very important items that you must put in your backpack. Understanding and compassion toward those that the enemy inhabits or uses. When you do not sit before the Lord and allow him to deliver you allow him to work in you the deliverance that is necessary so that you can be set free. You will be in your flesh judgmental. Every time someone does something, I don't see how she do that. I just don't understand how he does that. Every time I see him, he doing the same thing. Can't he get a grip on it? If you keep doing the same thing, the same way, getting the same results, then you're crazy. And if you're crazy, you don't have the mind of Christ. So why are you judging your brother? You already quoted the scripture. You already know they ain't got the mind of Christ. You already know they in trouble. So why sit you there in your seat and judge? Be it not for the grace of God, there go you. There go I. There go me. How dare you to do such a thing? That is not the kingdom vision that God has for us. See, we miss it a lot of times because we're not seeing things through the eyes of God. We've not stayed in prayer long enough. We've not died enough to ourselves that we operate in our flesh just a little bit and operate in the Holy Ghost just a little bit. You stink. Ain't no half a dollar. You don't get sweet water and bitter water all out of the same pump. If you're talking about somebody real bad, and then the next time you love throwing your hands up, oh, praise God, hallelujah, laying hands on people, you got a problem. You have a problem, and you need deliverance so that you can move away from being a carnal Christian and move into being a warrior for God with the mindset of the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, which will not allow you to judge your brothers and sisters who have not been trained, who have not been taught, who do not see what you see. And sometimes people stay in front of the Lord so long and so much that they begin to have such a kingdom vision and they begin to walk in obedience to such a degree that people get angry with them. So the longer you stay before the Lord, then the more obedient you become, people are going to be angry with you. The more that you die to yourself, people are going to be angry with you. They will be jealous of you. And all of their demons will try to attack you. When you become affluential. And maybe you look like money. But you may not have a lot of money. But you look like money. And they ask you for things. And God say no. And you say no. Believe me, they're going to dislike you. And they're going to slander you. So are you ready? Are you packing enough in your backpack to withstand the slander that is going to come upon you when you begin to be obedient to God, operate in faith, pray cease without ceasing, and do what the God, Word of God tells you to do? Are you willing to walk in that thing? Are you willing to accept what is naturally going to come? How dare you think that it ain't coming? Did you forget about the life of Jesus? Did you forget the good that he did and that he never did wrong? Did you forget how bad they talked about him? Did you forget how bad they beat him? Did you forget how bad they mocked him? Did you forget that even in his hometown they didn't believe that he was who he said he was? Did you forget that? Let me bring it to your remembrance today, just before Resurrection Sunday. That if they did it to him, who are you to think they will not do it to you? So get your backpack, get the packing and get ready, because it's coming. Dig in. Nobody promised us a rose garden. Nobody promised us pie in the sky when we said, I do. I bring these things to your remembrance so that you might remember them and not become so fearful, not become so shaky, not become so talkative in the negative when things begin to happen that are supposed to happen. It's in the book. It's in the book. Deliverance moves the landmines of rebellion, rejection, jealousy, envy, offense, idolatry, bitterness, unforgiveness, worry, doubt, unbelief, hatred, just to name a few. These are landmines that the enemy has placed in your mind, your will, and your emotions. And sometimes if you allow yourself to keep a landmine and don't defuse it, Somebody will step on your landmine, and out of your mouth will not flow rivers of living water. You mess around and don't defuse your landmine, and someone will step on it, and your body will begin to react and respond with arthritis and rheumatism and sickness and infirmity and heart attack and stroke. Watch for the landmines that the enemy has set up in you, and remember to die to yourself so you can defuse the landmines that are in your very soul and mind and will and emotion. Without the expert leading of the spirit-filled mentor teacher, and both without the leading of the sergeant, the Holy Spirit, your military career will be short-lived. When you get your assignment, stay focused. Hold your role. Remain persistent. Move with integrity and character. Understand the etiquette of war in foreign lands. Churches who don't believe, who are just beginning. Don't war in restaurants, in hallways during conferences unless attacked openly. And know the word of God. Make sure that you are following the kingdom principles that Jesus came and set in order for us to follow. In fulfilling your orders, things will get tough. Prepare to put in your backpack songs of praise and songs of worship. Study and those special scriptures that flow out of your belly like water at the drop of an unexpected bomb, like the death of someone special, an unexpected offense, hurt, lost finances, in any scrimmage sent to throw you off. It's a scrimmage. Don't get hung up there. It's a scrimmage. It's to take your mind off of the mission. Don't get stopped at the scrimmages that life throws us. Prepare to keep your communication lines clear and clean by praying daily. This preparation will allow you to have a clear shot at the enemy when you only have one bullet, pebble, or stone. So if you ain't got but one bullet left and you ain't praying, I would hate to think that I got one bullet left and the enemy is headed straight my way, straight down that aisle, and I haven't prayed long enough to take my one bullet and off him before he get to me or anybody else that God tells me that I'm supposed to do it for. Because how many of you know you might get down to being 007 and only have one bullet? You better know what you're doing. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Keep your weapon clean. Keep the communication line open to the Lord of hosts, your commander in chief. You want to know where you're supposed to be going. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Prepare to know those that labor with you, the ones that are in the same foxhole. Their culture, heritage, color, or size might fool you. They could end up being the very person to save your life. So don't let that particular landmine get you. Don't let that landmine get you. Color, creed, culture, size. Don't let it get you. Because you don't know who's going to be in the foxhole with you if you haven't prayed and kept your communication lines open so that you know those that labor among you. Amen? One backpack item that seems to be a problem for deliverance workers and Christians. Seems as though we're afraid to get rid of the chickens in our life. You're afraid to get rid of the chickens that's in your life. The ones that God told you to get rid of 3, 6, 9 months ago. Oh, that must be the devil because I just love this person and I can see so much in them that God got for them. And you just going on and on with the Christianese. And God has already told you, cut them off. Cut them off. Tough love. But you keep going back. You keep dragging them on. seasoned prophets, teachers, pastors, and apostles and evangelists who can see the kingdom vision of God as eagles. The ones who will not run, but will throw themselves against the rock of our salvation as an eagle does, bringing out the oil of the anointing on their wings before you begin to enter the battle or the war zone. As you throw yourself against the rock of salvation and the oil of the anointing comes out, you'll be able to go into the war zone. And all the slander, all the disappointment, all the landmines blowing up all around you, all the things that people have to say begin. You can't hear them, you can't see them, and you can't feel them because they're blowing away from you. They're blowing off of you because of the oil of the anointing that has come out of your wings, that has come out of that place deep inside of you because you have thrown yourself against the rock of his salvation. You have given your word, you have given your heart, and you have made up your mind that you're going to do what he tells you to do. It's not just a logos word to you anymore. It becomes rhema. It becomes real. You can touch it. You can see it. You can feel it. You can breathe and eat it every day. I don't care. I'm going on. I've come too far to turn around now. Sharpen your discernment as you pack your backpack through the tongues of preparedness, words of wisdom, dreams, the prophetic. This gift in your backpack will make you cautious, alert, and edgy. I always see Bruce Lee. And that edginess, that's who we are in the Holy Ghost. You should be that edgy, that cautious, that aware of your surroundings as led by the Holy Ghost. So at the minute, at the drop of a hat, if the Holy Ghost say, move now, there's no hesitation on your part. And so sensitive of your surroundings that you're edgy. I don't mean edgy crazy. I mean edgy to know what's going on around you. Knowing that if people are talking about you, you must be doing something right. That when they talk, it doesn't slow you down. It doesn't make you slow your roll. It only lets you know that you must be doing what God is calling you to do. Because you've looked at it. You have not said anything wrong about anybody. You've not hit their mama in the face. You ain't run over their yard. You ain't did nothing. There's nothing. You ain't done nothing. That's how you know you're in deliverance. If there is nothing that you have done and everybody is still crazy, it's a devil. If you go to the hospital, and they can't find anything wrong, it's the devil. He's the only one that can come and leave nothing. But when Jesus comes, he always leaves something inside of you. Some piece of the fruit. Once your preparation is almost complete, because you will never be completely ready until Jesus comes, know that you are anointed to do the assignment. Don't break rank to anyone else and do anybody else's job. Don't pack fear. Remember now, your first preparation tool was and is faith. Walking in faith means you have no fear. You know that the battle is the Lord's. Trust him. Be loyal to the Lord of hosts, the commander in chief. At the end, receive your crown of jewels, the bronze medal of healing, the silver star of faith. Truly, God has set in his word what you need to be prepared. So make sure when you say that you're going to war, make sure you pack it. And just in case somebody steals your word, make sure that you've read it and that you got some of it stored away in the mind and the will and the emotion. Read it enough so that it becomes in you and a part of you. You may not always remember, like myself, chapter and verse, but get it in you. And it'll come out when you get squeezed. It'll come out when the landmine goes off. Deliverance means going to war for your soul, the souls of your family, and the souls of the people that you have never seen. Going into intercession and praying until you receive deliverance, not knowing that you could be praying for someone in Africa, someone in Haiti, someone in the Bahamas, someone in New England. You don't know in intercession who you are praying for. But the whole idea is to pray and to get clean and to communicate with your commander-in-chief because he knows. Amen? Amen. Please stand to your feet. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, O God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the high and breasty one. You are Jehovah, Jehovah Teshkenu, Jehovah Shalom. You are El Shaddai. We worship you, O God. There is none like you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory, glory to your name, God. We appreciate you. We honor you. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask that you pray in tongues just a moment. Just praise God for just a moment for his word. God, we love you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, our deliverer, Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We give you the praise, O God. There is none like you, O Lord. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Hando ye ye orobo shenalande yorobo shenalan yerede yosa yerede ya. Oh, lando yerede yosea. Hande yerede yosande ya. Sharpen our discernment, God. Sharpen our discernment, oh God. Inando yerede yosenalana yerede yose. We give ourselves to you, oh Lord. We render ourselves, oh Lord, to you, that you may do a perfect way in our lives, oh God. Your perfect will be made manifest in our lives, O God. Move, O God, by your Spirit over your people, O God. They need you, Lord. They need you, O God. Deliver, O God. We bind the spirit of sleep. We bind the spirit of tiredness. We bind that spirit of procrastination in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that is not like you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Repeat after me. Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, the sins of my forefathers, on all sides of my family line, all the way back to Adam and Eve. We repent for sins of disobedience, words, thoughts and deeds. We thank you for Jesus and all that he did on the cross, and some that have not yet been revealed to us. We celebrate his resurrection. We invite him to live more in our soul. Transform us. Prepare us that we might be threshing instruments for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to do a little mass deliverance. A little mass deliverance. So just stand quietly or lift your hands as in receptivity for what God's going to do, because deliverance comes in many shapes, forms, and fashions. I left a long time ago looking for it to come, and with people jumping over benches and everything, sometimes it just doesn't come like that. But as long as you get what God needs for you to have so that you can move in the army of God and do that he has called you to do, who cares how you get it as long as you get it? Amen? Amen. Amen. Right now I speak to the spirits of disobedience and the fear of men to leave the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Unwrap, untangle from their emotions right now in Jesus' name. Right now, move, move, move. Spirits of disobedience, go, go. Come out of the mind. Come out of the will. Come out of the emotions of God's people now in Jesus' name. You will go. You will not tear the people. You will not tear their throats. You will not cause havoc, but you will go in the name of Jesus. I loose the angels of God to pin you to the floor right now in Jesus' name. Angels surround and begin the formation in the front of the house to the back, pushing out every demon that is here and sending them where Jesus said for them to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You devils, move now. Come out of the mind and the will and the emotions of God's people. Disobedient devils, rebellious devils, go in Jesus' name. Move out of the mind and the will and the emotions. Come off the top of the head. Go now in Jesus' name. Unwrap and uncoil. You spirit of mind control, go in Jesus' name. We ask the angels of God to come with swords dipped in the blood of Jesus and cut each of your tentacles at the root. Draw back, unwrap, move out of the emotions and the wills right now in Jesus' name. We cut you off from the spirit of fear, the fear of mind and false pride now in Jesus' name. Go! Go! Go in Jesus' name all the way out. Unwrap it, uncoil and untangle. Move it out now in Jesus' name. Ha roshata rasaka yesoro yesikoro rebe satoroboshidela. Nando yirio sedela yirio shanda yirio sa ika yesotoromoshata. We put a wedge between the spirits of rebellion and rejection now in the name of Jesus. All spirits that will not allow the people to follow directions and orders, go in the name of Jesus. Move out in the name of Jesus. Move out in Jesus' name. Oh, Robosanda, Roboshata, Rosanana, Yereo Seda, Yeke, Yasoda, Roboshatana, Yerebo Shetara, Ikanda, Roboshata, Ila. I lose the fiery sword of the angels, the Golian, cutting asunder right now, cutting out of the mind, the will and the emotions, cutting out of the body, rheumatism and arthritis. Go now in the name of Jesus. Hatred and bitterness, move out now in the name of Jesus. Unwrap and uncoil from the spirit of mind control. We cut your tentacles off now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Orobo shanana, yikorobo shata. We come against spirits of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. All spirits of doubt and unbelief, go in the name of Jesus. We believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a ministry of Jesus Christ the Lord, our deliverer, the anointed one. It is not by my mouth, it is not by my spirit, but it is by the spirit of the living God that every demon must bow to the name of Jesus. Manifest and go now in Jesus' name. All you crazy demons, go. All you crazy schizophrenic demons, go now. Double-minded demons, go. Unwrap and uncoil from the spirit of mind control and move out of the people of God. I come against every spirit of every slave mentality, every spirit of slavery. Slavery, go. Slavery, go. Slavery to man, slavery to bondage, slavery to drugs, slavery to sex. Manifest yourself and get out of the people of God now. All porno spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, unwrap and uncoil and untangle. Move out now in Jesus' name. All the way out in Jesus' name. Oh, Robo, Sedere, Yerobo Shata, Reserala, Yerobo Shata, Ikandirio Shete, every spirit that has come in with doubt and unbelief, we curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all that heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all way understand what the Lord is doing. You will not understand it in your mind, but it is by your spirit that you will understand what the Lord thy God is doing here today. Move out, you devils, now in the name of Jesus. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Horrible satana, ya, 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 ya. Oh, spirits of procrastination, which is rebellion in slow motion, move in Jesus' name. Rebellion in slow motion, call procrastination, go in the powerful name of Jesus. You will not procrastinate over the things of God. Unwrap, uncoil, untangle from fear, and go in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. For God is calling us people to great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. You don't have to do it because God is going to do it. If you are obedient to doing His word, and if you believe what He is saying, He will do it. He said, open your mouth and I will put the words in it. You ain't got nothing to do but have faith and believe. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name all the way. The mindsets, religious and traditional mindsets, unable to fly with Jesus, unable to fly with the Holy Ghost, unable to fly with the eagles, because you're bound by man's tradition and what man has told you. You have not got in the Word and understood that the Word says that God calls you an eagle and that you shall fly. We bind and break and break that curse off of your mind in the name of Jesus. We loose the mind of Christ and the heart of God in the name of Jesus. Every devil, keep moving. Keep moving. Angels, go in and move these devils on out. Take them where Jesus is telling them to go. In the name of Jesus, we say. Oh, God, we thank you. We lose a spirit, a good spirit. We lose a spirit, Father God, the spirit of the Holy Ghost, to hover over your people. Leading and guiding them into all truth of all things, even about themselves, in the name of Jesus. Keep going rejection all the way out. Take all your cousins and your babies with you. Rejection of self, go. Rejection of self. I'm too old. I'm too ugly. I'm too fat. I'm too black. I'm too tall. I'm too short. Go! In Jesus' name. Ha! Yo, bo satanana. Yes, de ko robo sha. Oh, robo sha ta 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 ta. For God did not make a mistake. Everyone is beautifully and wonderfully made. For God has made them thus so. There is a time and a place for each of them. And a time and a space and a group of people that only they can speak to. And devil, I speak to you to move out of their minds and wills and emotions. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yorobo sha ta. Rejection mindsets go. The unable to break free, slaves to man. Rejection by those in authority, hanging on after years, after years, after years, after year, after year. Break off now! In the name of Jesus, rejection go. Rejection from childhood rejection. Rejection from people in authority when they were children and they're unable to move ahead, unable to get past yesterday's hurts. I bind and break that. I loose the angels to go in with swords to chop that thing up at the root and to kill it by the breath of the living God. Move in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All those spirits that are lined up in the belly, king of the belly, unable to fast, we curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. All you, I don't need to fast, devils, go. In Jesus' name, we curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name, unwrap and uncoil off of the stomach. Unwrap and uncoil off of the stomach right now in Jesus' name. We curse you at the root. We shall fast. We shall be obedient. We shall do what the Lord has called us to do in Jesus' name. All you spirits go in Jesus' name. Every spirit that has lined itself up to just hover and hang over black folk. Black folks from slavery. Slavery from the 300 years down. Slavery. hatred, hatred and bitterness and pain, hatred and bitterness and pain from slavery. I curse you at the root. Move off of God's people. Let them go and be free in the name of Jesus, that they may serve the high and omnipotent God. You will not hold on to them any longer. In Jesus' name, that slave mentality that comes in the name of Jesus, manifest and go now. In the name of Jesus, I come against the inability to get finances, the inability to be a good steward over the finances. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. The inability to see beyond tomorrow and live for kingdom vision. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Mind control and rejection. Unwrap and uncoil now from the heart, the mind, and the will and the emotions of God's people. The spirit of living in today. The spirit of living in today. Unable to see beyond today. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God into their destinies in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of living in yesterday, the way things used to be. Oh, what a wonderful time we had. I break that curse now off of this place, off of these people in the name of Jesus. For it is what God has for us to do, to move forward and to receive and accept what God has for us in the kingdom. Not just yesterday and today, but for tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Out of the womb of yesterday. Move forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for your presence among your people. We thank you for the deliverance that has been wrought in this place today. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, O God. Every demon that has not left, we bind you with fetters of iron dipped in the blood of Jesus. And you shall be persecuted by the angels and by the blood until you loose yourself and let God's people go free. Every demon that has been released, go now in the name of Jesus. The angels will escort you to where Jesus tells you to go. Right now in Jesus' name, every area that has been cleansed and swept, we thank you, O God, that your word shall bubble up and take its place in the lives of the people. We thank you that they now have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We thank you now, Father God, that they know if they delight themselves in you, that you shall give them the desires of their heart. We thank you, Lord, that you said, trust in me and all my ways, and I shall acknowledge you. And I thank you, Lord, that that word is inside of them right now. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you that they have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We thank you that their minds are now transformed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet if you're sitting, please, if you can. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. With all of my heart, with all of my soul. high to worship you. The way that you desire, show me how to enter in, so I can start worshiping in spirit and in truth. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, everything in me worships you.
Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. There is none like you.
Seek my face. Seek my face, little one. Seek my face. Seek my face. Do not seek my things, but seek my face. Seek my face. Seek my face. For I have love for you that you don't understand. I have love for you beyond your understanding. I have love for you. I have love for you. Oh, I have love for you. There has been nothing since the beginning of time that can explain how I feel. There have been no words that can explain the need I have for you to come behind the veil and seek my face. I take joy when you seek my face. I have joy when you seek my face. I have joy because it is then that I can give to you what you need. Seek my face daily. For the times are here. The times are now. The times are not coming when you're going to need me more than ever. Seek my faith and not my thing. Call on me. I'm there. I will never leave you or forsake you. In your darkest hour, I've seen your tears. In your darkest hour, I've heard your cries. In your darkest hour, I have been the one to lift you up and to carry you. Oh, seek my face. Seek my face. My little one, seek my face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will seek your face. We will seek your face, God. We will seek your face. We will seek your face, God. We will seek your face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that backlash and retaliation has no place in the house.
for you are here. Thank you, oh God, for filling us up where we have been emptied out. Thank you, oh God, for those that labor around us, the armor bearers to the house. Bless each and every one, God. Bless those that are working as we are praying and receiving. Bless them, Lord. Bless them in the kitchen, God. Bless them that whatever we learn out here, that you deliver them in there. Bless them, God. In Jesus' name, bless the food that each is about to partake of. Let it be nourishment to our bodies, oh God. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, who is and was, shall be and is forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.